Welcome to the Connected Insurance Podcast, presented by Agency Revolution. Listen to interviews with the most influential people in the insurance industry. Learn the most important strategies, tactics, trends, and challenges facing today's independent insurance agents and brokers. New episodes every Wednesday. Visit agencyrevolution.com and click media to explore the Connected Insurance family of resources for insurance agents and brokers. Subscribe today and get updates delivered right to your inbox. And now, without further delay, the Connected Insurance Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Michael Janz, co-founder of Agency Revolution, where we automate your systems, engage your customers, and help you grow your agency. And I want to welcome you to this episode of the Connected Insurance Podcast, where it's our job to find the geniuses, innovators, movers, and shakers in the insurance industry and discern and deconstruct what they're doing to help you accelerate your business. And as I said that, I realized that today's guest is actually not in the insurance industry. He is, by my estimation, the LinkedIn marketing guru. And I know that this is a growing platform. Microsoft has purchased it. It's not going away. It's getting bigger every day. And I also know, based on conversations with agents, that a lot are using it, a lot are intrigued by it, a lot are confused or baffled by it. And frankly, John simply lays his system very cleanly in this conversation. Here's how I found John. I bought his book. So as a passionate student of marketing, I'm still consuming information. And I got John's book, and I got into his funnel, and I observed his behavior and his practices, and I thought, this guy knows what he's doing. So we got to know each other, and he is very generous in this conversation. He also will share how you can get a free copy of his book, so you don't have to buy it. So without further ado, I want to encourage you to listen really carefully. He surprised me, and you can tell that his system is very, very focused. And I think you'll be encouraged to use LinkedIn, and you'll probably find that maybe there's some things that you're doing that you don't need to be doing anymore, or some things that you haven't done yet you don't need to waste your time on. So without further ado, I'll bring to you John Nemo, the LinkedIn guru. You may have seen his name in Business Insider, Inc. magazine, perhaps on LinkedIn. The Social Media Examiner, Business Journal, The Huffington Post, and many, many more places. Again, without further ado, my conversation with John Nemo. Hello, John Nemo. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Well, really, really good. And excited about this conversation. FYI, as you and I have talked, you're here for a very specific reason. The great majority of the guests that we have on the podcast tend to be from the industry, but there are so many things happening in the industry, and so much change, so many platforms like LinkedIn and other forms of digital marketing, where from time to time I think it's really valuable if I can bring in somebody who is a domain expert, and your expertise clearly one of them is the effective use of LinkedIn for various professional purposes. And that's how I know you. I got in your funnel, and I purchased your book. And then the next thing I know, I was learning about the effective use of LinkedIn from you. And I went, our industry needs to hear from John Nemo. So that's why you're here.
That's awesome.
So let's kind of start at the very beginning, because I think it's important for people to get some context of who you are and how you got to be a LinkedIn guru and various other things as well. So what's the story, John?
Yeah, well, it all started on a dark and stormy night. No, I'm just So basically, the really short version of the story is I began my career in journalism. I'm the son of two English teachers. I love storytelling. I love those types of platforms. So got into journalism, worked for the Associated Press, transitioned into public relations, and then when social media came on the scene, started working at that. And then, like a lot of people, back in 2012, I was really unhappy at my day job. I wanted to go out on my own, have my own agency, my own company. And so what I did was I took a leap, like a lot of, you know, entrepreneurial people do. I quit a safe day job. I had one client, enough money for 30 days. I had my wife at home with three young boys.
Uh-huh.
It was go time. There was no net. You know, I was walking the tightrope, and I loved it, right? And so where LinkedIn comes into this story was, I didn't have a huge travel budget. I didn't have ad money. I didn't have investors. Like, I had to find leads. I had to get business in the door fast. And so even back in 2012, I saw an opportunity in the digital space with LinkedIn because so many people, you know about it and use it as a job website or, you know, for HR people. But I saw it as a database for professional leads. Like, it was like the Google for leads. And so what I did was, you know, within those first 90 days after quitting my day job, I had generated six figures in revenue. I brought in a bunch of new business. I got a ton of new clients, and I've never looked back. Now, where that's taken me since then is I ended up not enjoying the marketing agency as much as I wanted. I was doing too much HR-type stuff and payroll and management. I'm like, this isn't fun. I just want to go be creative and do fun stuff. So I transitioned a couple years ago to creating online courses. And what happened with LinkedIn was so many clients kept saying, I want you to do for me what you did for yourself. Like, show me how to use LinkedIn to get sales leads, to get clients, to, you know, generate deals. And so I wrote a book called LinkedIn Riches. I ended up creating an online training course by the same name, LinkedIn Riches. And so now that's what I focus on, is really showing people through online training, through the books, blogs, videos, podcasts, how to use LinkedIn to get business for yourself. And the good news for everyone listening is it's not 2012 anymore. It's way easier now.
Okay.
And we'll get into some of the specifics, but it's been an incredible journey, and that's why I'm so still, you know, focused. I literally use it every day now to sell my other products and services. It's the best thing on the planet if you're selling, you know, especially with a B2B kind of commercial focus. There is no better place.
Okay. So I want to circle back to something you said earlier. You wrote a book, LinkedIn Riches, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kind of want to put the timeline together. So you launched your entrepreneurial career in 2012, and now your focus is delivering the skills, training people on skills on how to use LinkedIn. And somewhere along the line, you wrote that book. When did you do that?
Yes, I think I wrote the book initially in 2014, and I've updated it a few times.
Right.
Got an audio book.
Okay.
So basically, that's kind of the cookbook, right? That's the recipe of here's how it works, here's the opportunity, here's the way to get going. And then, you know, birthed out of the book was, I can do an online training, which is much easier to update, much easier to add screen recordings and videos and scripts. And so that's why the online courses have grown out of that, and the webinars, because, again, you know, you live in an era where LinkedIn is changing every single day.
Yeah.
And so publishing a book, you know, and trying to update it constantly is not as good of a idea as, you know, having a digital course that will kind of keep people with the most cutting edge, you know, strategy.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm diverting here slightly, but I'm always fascinated with the type of content that's working effectively for people or in their marketing funnel. Has that book been an important lead generator for you? And has it brought a lot of people into the funnel that then become customers?
I'll tell you right now, it's my number one source.
Okay.
Quality lead. And here's a little, we're going to veer off a little bit, Michael. You started it. I'm going to finish it. Here we go.
Okay.
It has never been easier for anyone listening, whether you're an insurance agent, whatever you want, whatever audience you want to reach, it's never been easier to write and publish your own book.
Right.
Amazon has its own platform called CreateSpace. You can self-publish a book. It's super easy. And what it does is, we were talking about this off-air, it's the world's biggest search engine for products.
Got it.
People go on Amazon, they type in LinkedIn selling tips, LinkedIn marketing. I sell 50 to 75 copies of that book in paperback every month, like clockwork, and I never promote it.
Right.
I have the book for free on the front page of my website, LinkedInRiches.com.
Okay.
And that's a great way to get into the funnel. But here's the thing. I have it for free on my website. People still, who have never heard of me, go to Amazon to look for a LinkedIn resource, buy the book.
Got it.
There's you're still making sales. So yeah, as far as lead generation, the book is so good because you think about when you write a book and you do it and you share it with you put your personality in, your tone of voice, your style, you tell some great stories. People warm up. They get to know you, like you, and trust you. So whether I want to buy insurance from you, whether I want to buy a service from you, whether I want to just get to know you, that book is a great entree that kind of pre-qualifies people for you. Even if it's just a short little ebook, a Kindle book,
right.
It doesn't have to be War and Peace, but it's a great way to bring leads.
Okay, one last in the weeds question, and then I want to move on. Do you know if, for example, let's say you typed in, how to use LinkedIn, blah, blah, blah. In Google, does your Amazon link show up in Google search engine?
Yeah, Google will put the book results up there, too.
Right, yep. Okay, got it. All right, and then do you, just while we're on the subject, do you have other forms of content? Like, do you have a blog that you maintain where people find you?
Yeah, and this has been interesting as far as trends.
Yeah.
So I have a big platform. I'm a former journalist. I have a lot of writing background.
Right. Yep.
I guest blog for Inc. magazine. I guest blog for American City Business Journal that runs in 45 cities.
Yeah.
Here's what's interesting. The written blogs, the written content, bring in far less business at the end of the day than my one book, my podcast, and YouTube videos.
Interesting.
Yeah. So as far as content marketing, podcasts are exploding, right? Which you probably know, and because you can do it passively. I can do it while I'm walking the dog, driving to work. I don't have to sit there and read. There's a glut of written content and blogs. There's so much. And I think especially with insurance, I mean, like, I gotta like you and trust you. Like, I gotta know your personality. Like, that's not gonna convey to me well via a written blog with some tips for homeowners. It's going to convey way better if I see you, popping up on a YouTube video, a Facebook video, a LinkedIn video, or I hear you, you know, doing a podcast, you know, for homeowners, whatever it is. I get to know you. Like, we're still human beings. We still want to know each other, and especially trust-based relationship is where the content really works well.
So on LinkedIn, do you use the video? Do you use the video posting capability?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I like it.
It.
I mean, you get good results. Now, I'll tell people right now, the number one way, like, so many people look at LinkedIn. Let's back up a little bit.
Yeah.
So to give people context about LinkedIn, so it has 500 million members. 200 different countries.
Right.
It adds two new members every second of the day. Microsoft bought LinkedIn for $26 billion.
Right.
So it's not going anywhere. It's only getting bigger and better. What LinkedIn aspires to be is a one-stop shop for professionals worldwide. They want to be Facebook in a professional setting and a professional tone. So come here to get news, to get online training courses, which LinkedIn offers. They bought lynda.com and have all these online trainings rolled in.
Okay.
So you come to LinkedIn. The idea for LinkedIn is you come in as a professional every day, get industry-specific news, you get training, you get tips, you get connections and networking, job listing, whatever. So people come to LinkedIn in professional mode. So already, you as an insurance agency, an agent, have a big advantage because people are there in work mode. This isn't like trying to market to someone on Facebook between cat photos and, you know, funny videos. They're in business mindset. And so that's one of the huge advantages with LinkedIn is understanding the mindset of the audience. And the other big advantages for you as an insurance agent, anybody else, is the ability to literally hyper-target and find the exact decision maker you want to sell to.
All right.
So commercial policy, anything.
Okay, so let's break it down. Let's go big picture, and then I want to dive into the weeds on this. So when I look at LinkedIn, it seems to divide semi-neatly into a few chunks. One is your profile. Two is where you can post and where you can read what everybody else in your network is posting. Three is there are groups, And then four, there's this area where you have clearly have expertise, which is the one-on-one messaging. So I just identified four chunks. Can we kind of zip through some of those?
Yeah.
So, all right, so let's start. Maybe that's a good order. The profile. I know that you believe your profile is like your cornerstone messaging. What do people need to know about that?
Yeah, that's your foundation. So what you have to do with a profile, I say this all the time, and I wish I was joking, but 99% of LinkedIn profiles are written the wrong way. So don't feel bad if what I'm about to say, puts you in that category. But so many people kind of were trained or think that you should write your LinkedIn profile like a resume, right? You write it in the third person, Michael has worked for such places as this, this, and this, and he's done this, that, and that, and here's who he is, and awards and accolades. And the problem with a profile that reads like a resume is very simple in that nobody cares, right? Nobody cares who you are. They don't care about your job and your accolades and where you, worked and did this. What people care about is themselves, right? Morning, noon, and after dinner. That's what Dale Carnegie taught me in How to Win Friends and Influence People. So what you need to do with your LinkedIn profile is flip it around and make it what I call client-facing. Okay, it has to be all about the audiences you serve and how you help them achieve their goals. So here's an example.
Okay.
Let's say I'm selling commercial insurance to small business owners in Philadelphia, right? Let's just say that as an example.
Got it.
Okay, the first line of your LinkedIn profile says, what I do, all capital letters, because you can't, format text on LinkedIn yet. So what I do, I help small business owners in Philadelphia ensure their businesses are protected against, their three biggest fears, right? Fire, fraud, whatever, by providing 20-plus years of experience in the Philadelphia business marketplace, right? That's where you put in what your value is. So you basically say, what I do, I help these target audiences achieve, you put in their goals by providing my product or service. Even just that one sentence will put you ahead of 99% of people. And think about this. Now, if my LinkedIn profile reads that way and you connect with me on LinkedIn and I'm a small business owner in Philly, I'm going to look at your profile and the first line says, I help small business owners in Philly insure their businesses. Oh, well, this guy's relevant to me. That's something I might want help with or need help.
Yeah.
Versus, I run an agency, blah, blah, blah. Who cares, Who do you help? How do you help them? If you can format, and I have a whole free template in the book and on the website, so, you can copy and paste and fill in the blanks, but that's the number one thing with profiles is make it all about the audiences you serve and how you help them get their goals met through the insurance products you provide.
Okay. Now, I suspect that most people who frequent LinkedIn, even if it's not very often, they'll look at the posting, the news feed, find out what's happening in their network, see what people are sharing about what's happening in the industry and so on and so forth. And some of them will post. Tell us what are you seeing that's working in that part of LinkedIn for people?
Yeah, and this is going to be really directly against what everybody else is
saying.
Here we go.
I knew that.
Fasten your seatbelt.
Yeah.
Fasten your seatbelt. Here's the thing. It's a bottom line business. Insurance, everything. Like, get me leads. Don't tell me all the features of LinkedIn, what I could do, couldn't do. Get me business email, right? That's the people listening are saying that. Here's the number one way you get business on LinkedIn. Number one is you create a client-facing profile like we talked about. Number two is you use the LinkedIn search engine, the advanced features, to connect with the exact people you want to sell to. Because LinkedIn search will let you filter, I want to connect with small business owners in Philadelphia who went to Penn State, right, or Pitt.
Right.
And then I can immediately.
Right, okay.
You create a list of leads.
Yeah.
You create a list of leads for free with LinkedIn search. You connect with these people one-on-one. You personalize your invitation based on the fact that I know you're a small business owner. I know you live in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I know you went to the University of Pittsburgh.
Right.
There's three things we can, start. And then you make all your money on inside your LinkedIn message box with one-on-one personal messaging. So I'm not discounting the status updates, the news feed, the groups, but you're not going to make money there. That's a passive, you know, inbound lead generation. If you want to get to brass tacks, you need to talk to people. Just like insurance guys, how many coffee meetings do you do? You schlep all over town, you go to Rotary, you do little one-on-one meetings. Use LinkedIn the same way, except you don't even have to get out of your underwear. Just
all
sit
right,
in front of your laptop and talk to people, warm them up, you know, ask them questions, chit-chat with them. And I have all these different scripts and things I suggest, but that's really where I see an insurance agent being successful.
All right. So let's talk about the mechanics of doing that. So the LinkedIn, is it the search engine that it, where, you know?
Yeah.
So is that a premium feature, access to that?
No. So basically, like, step one will be client-facing profile.
Right.
Let's set that up. Step two is there's a little white search box at the top of your page on LinkedIn. You can type anything you want in there, whether you're a free member or a premium member. So let's say, you know, for the sake of argument, I want to sell commercial policies to hospitals in Philadelphia, right? Well, maybe I would have to connect with the CFO or the HR director, whatever
right.
it is.
Okay.
You type in the job title of the person you want to sell to.
Mm-hmm.
And LinkedIn will immediately pull up for free a list of 1,000, 10,000, a million HR directors in Philadelphia at hospitals.
Right.
Okay. So then on the right-hand side of the search, you can add filters, right? I want to find people who live in this exact area, who went to these colleges, who work in these industries. And once you understand how to use the search function, now you have a ready-made list of leads, of prospects. Now the next step simply is to connect with them. Send them a personalized one-on-one invitation that says, hey, Joe, hey, Jane, hey, Bill, came across your profile here on LinkedIn, would love to connect. By the way, I see you went to the University of Pittsburgh. Are you a Panthers fan? Or, you know, whatever it is. Something personal, kind of an icebreaker.
Okay, so
now once that
let me interrupt you and ask one question here. So let's say you get a list of 1,000 potential leads that might be valuable to have a relationship with some of them. This next step of messaging, you can tell I come from an automation and software background.
Yeah,
on this question, okay, does it have to be done manually? And it would seem like, of course, you could personalize it more if it is, but is there a way that automation can support that process?
Yes, the best of both worlds. I would never leave your audience hanging, Michael.
Okay.
So I run a LinkedIn search. I type in HR director.
Yeah.
And then I filter it so that it whittles down with the search to, I found HR directors at hospitals in Philadelphia, and I'm going to add one more thing. I'll find people who went to a certain college. That's an easy one, right? So
right.
people that went to Penn State, Pitt, whatever. Now, there's third-party automation tools you can buy and then integrate into LinkedIn.
Okay.
These aren't LinkedIn tools.
Yep.
These are separate entrepreneurial software companies. My favorite one is called LinMail Pro.
Okay.
So what I do is I make a list of, let's say, 500 leads. And what I do is I use LinMail Pro, and it will personalize and automate the invitation process. So what it'll do is I'll find those 500 HR people who live in Philly, who went to Penn State, and I'll write one message one time that says, hi, insert first name, came across your profile, would love to connect. I see you live in Philly. Are you an Eagles fan? Also see you went to Penn State. Go Lions, or something like that, right?
Yep.
Now, LinMail Pro will automatically do the opening, copying, pasting, button pushing, open new window. It'll run, you know, 100 invites for me automatically. So I can go drink coffee, do whatever, but it's sending out basically 100 invitations automatically.
And
same thing with one-on-one messaging. I can, you know, pull up a group of my contacts that I want to talk to, type one message in, just like an email blast, personalize it, because I know the group of people I'm talking to all live in Philadelphia, with a comment about the weather in Philly or whatever, LinMail Pro will automatically send 300, 400 messages each day for me.
So you
personalize and automate. That's the secret.
Okay, let me ask one other practical question, okay? So let's say, you know, we get this list of 300 prospects,
mm-hmm.
and now we're going to send them this message. Does the software screen out people who are already in my network so that I'm not sending them an embarrassing note about, hey, let's connect, and this is somebody I've been connected with?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, got
it.
Okay.
Yeah, it filters everything by invites, and it filters even you won't send the same person a message two times. Yeah, it's a reliable software.
Okay.
But the key is, let's not forget, that all sounds great, but here's the number one problem. People don't know what to say, Mike. Okay. They don't know what to say. They try to marry everybody on the first date. Can we have a 15-minute call to discuss your insurance needs? No! No, you can't! No! You don't even know who I am. I don't know who you are. Do a little professional courtship. Warm people up. So you get connected, right? That's step one.
Right.
Now your first message is, hey, I see you run a bakery here in Philadelphia, or hey, you run a small business in Philadelphia. Tell me more. How are things going? I'm curious. You know, are you excited about the Eagles? You know, how's the climate right now? And then you talk about a little bit, you know, about yourself in one sentence. Just about me very quickly. I've been spent the last 20 years, you know, doing commercial insurance for businesses in Philly. Happy to talk anytime. Meantime, tell me more about yourself. I'm excited to hear how things are going.
Now, it sounds
that's
like
the first message.
That's the first message.
Yeah.
And then they
warm them up.
And then they might connect with you, right?
No. So the invitation is, hey, came across your profile. Would love to connect. I see you live in Philly.
Okay.
Penn State. Go Lions.
And
once they hit accept, they come into your network.
Right.
Now you can send them one-on-one messages unlimited for free for eternity.
And that message is a one-on-one message.
Yeah, it's like manual. A text conversation.
But that's manual labor. That's not automated.
No, you can automate it.
Oh,
you can automate
okay.
It with
okay.
So I'm going to tell you how I'm selling two or three courses every single day doing this.
Right.
So
okay.
I'll walk through an example.
Got it.
So every day I connect with 100 business coaches, okay? And I filter it by city, whatever. Hey, I see your business coach in Chicago. Let's get connected. Go Bears, whatever.
Right.
Like, you know. So then, once they connect
you love every sports team in every city, right?
Well, usually I say boo. You know, I'm a Vikings fan
okay.
from Minnesota. But what I do is I save them as a list. Because what Linmail Pro, the third-party tool, does
okay.
it lets me save lists. So I can save a list of 100 business coaches I just connected with. And then I can upload and message them anytime I want inside LinkedIn. So I know, for example, I saved a list of 100 business coaches in Chicago that I connected to.
Go Cubs.
So I upload. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, or maybe White Sox. You
yeah.
start a fight here.
Yeah, right.
Anyway,
you can have a fight.
I'm a former sports writer. So that's why I revert to sports. For someone else, it could be weather. It could be colleges. It could be hobbies. Whatever you know about the city or where they live or the type of industry. But anyway.
Okay.
With this automation software, I upload a pre-saved list of 100 business coaches in Chicago. And so I write a message one time, and it says, hey, Joe, hey, Jane, hey, Sally. It just inserts their name. So glad we just got connected on LinkedIn. How's life in the Windy City? Curious to hear how things are going with your business coaching. How are you finding leads right now? The reason I ask is I work with a ton of business coaches, showing them how to use LinkedIn to generate leads.
Got it.
If you'd like,
yes.
This is the big step I've learned. If you'd like, I can share a free training with you on how that works. And what happens is two things, Mike. One is they write back and tell me about themselves because I asked.
Right.
And then if they want, I've asked their permission to share something of value, right? Instead of just assuming they want to come on my webinar or assuming they want to get on the phone with me, I ask permission.
Okay, so
that's the big step.
So they
not just saying let's have a call.
So they reached out to you one-on-one. Now, in order for you to share that thing, is that manual labor or is that automated?
It's either manual labor one at a time, or automated if I just save the list of people who replied. Yeah, but either way, I think of it this way. So if you think of it as an agent, and you think about the labor and the time involved. If I'm only connecting and reaching out with people who are my exact decision maker and buyer, I don't mind spending time talking to them, right?
So,
because these are leads. So it's like even if there's some manual labor involved of writing back and forth, it's very, very effective and efficient because you're not wasting time. You're just going right to the people who would buy. And
how
this
many,
is how LinkedIn works.
How many messages are in your sequence?
So I have really, what's been working really well is just two.
Okay. The invitation and the follow-up, right?
No, so beyond, so the invitation is by itself.
Okay.
Once we get connected, my first message basically says, hey, great, glad to get connected. How is your business going? How, you know, for insurance agents, the script would be something like this. Hey, so glad we connected. How long have you lived in Philadelphia? Whatever it is, you know, something personal inserted in there.
Right.
That can be, you know, for a whole group of people because, you know, they all live in Philly.
Yep.
How long have you lived in Philly? Then I ask them about their business. Tell me about your, how is your business going? Hope things are going well, whatever it is, like ask a specific question, just like you'd warm up an insurance prospect.
Right.
And then you say real quickly about me, you know, I've been working with businesses in this area for X many years, providing insurance, happy to chat anytime if you have questions. Meantime, excited to learn more about you, how your business is going. Like,
got
just
it.
Ask a question. And then if they reply back, yeah, blah, 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 here's how my things are going, your next message as an agent could be, hey, that's really cool. I noticed you said you're having problems with XYZ. That might be something I can help you with. Would you want to jump on the phone?
Got it.
Right?
Okay.
So you can even ask questions as an agent like, just curious, what do you guys do for insurance now? Are you happy with your policy? I'm, you know, if you'd like, I can take a look at it and give you a, you know, an OBS assessment, whatever. Like, however you guys do it in person at a coffee meeting at a Rotary Club.
Yep.
You want to translate that into a digital conversation. But the secret is you can't try to marry them on the first date. Don't ask them for phone time. Don't ask them to review something. Don't ask them to give you anything. Just, hey, how are you? Where are you from? How's business? How are things going? And what's beautiful about the LinkedIn messaging inbox, the way it works now, is it's like real-time live chat. So you can see people have a little green dot now next to their face on LinkedIn that says they're active right now. You literally can see that Michael is active on LinkedIn at this very second.
Got it.
You can message him, hey, Mike, I see you're on LinkedIn. How's your day going?
Right.
Like, are you kidding? This is real-time stuff. So give and take, back and forth. And then it's very easy just to say, hey, should we just pick up the phone? And all of a sudden you got a warm lead, right? And so you're not wasting time with this because, again, you're only doing this with your exact buyers, your exact decision makers. Because LinkedIn has helped you sort through all the gatekeepers, all the riffraff, so you're only connecting and talking to the exact people who would want to buy your policy.
Got it. All right. So LinkedIn has a number of features, but it sounds like, John, you've narrowed in on what you think is the place to focus for the best ROI, right? So, here's why I'm asking, because I'm not going to spend a lot of time asking you about LinkedIn groups or, you know, effective posting strategies. This, you've discovered that this is the way to make money on LinkedIn, at least that's working for you and it's working for your clients, right?
Let's go old school. Talk
okay.
to someone.
Yeah.
Ask them how things are going.
Right.
Ask them what their core problems are and then solve them.
Got it.
Right?
Yep.
Like, you know, so I ask a business coach, how are you getting leads? Oh, I'm really struggling, you know, or how are you finding leads online? Are you having success? No, I'm not. Well, great. I have a training that can help you. Would you like it? Yes. Here it is. So for an insurance agent, like your number one thing is, just create one, even here, here's one thing I would say. Just create one good piece of content. A video of you sharing some tips for homeowners in Philadelphia. A video of you or a podcast episode where you really break down three things every small business owner needs to know about their commercial liability. Like create one piece of content, a blog post, whatever, that you can offer again and again and again. You don't have to become a media company. You don't
right
have
on.
To put out
okay.
a post a day. But just have one piece of content that you know they would be interested in. So that way, if they don't give you a bunch of data when you first interact, you can ask them, hey, you know, I just put together some content. It's called Three Things Every Philadelphia Business Owner Needs to Know About Commercial Liability Insurance. If you're interested, I can send you a link. If not, no worries. But again, you're kind of priming the pump a little bit
yep.
with
uh-huh.
solving some of their problems.
Yeah.
So that would be my thing, because I run into this all the time with my LinkedIn Riches students, whether it's insurance agents, whoever it is. I don't want to create a bunch of content. I don't have time. I just want to run my business. you know, but also I know I can't just talk to people and demand they get on the phone and basically pitch them. So what you do is you bridge that gap with one or two pieces of
evergreen content.
That's all you need.
Okay, got it.
Evergreen.
All right.
Strategies for a target audience, then you can offer that up in your own business.
John, if our audience wants to find out more, if they want to contact you or learn more about you, I'll bet you have some very good ways that they can do that.
Yeah, definitely. So LinkedInRiches.com, LinkedInRiches.com. That's my website. You can get a free copy of my book. Don't buy it on Amazon. You don't have to, unless you want to.
Yeah.
You can get a free copy of the book. Also, obviously, I'm on LinkedIn, so just John Nemo. You found Nemo. Get it? And then also, you know, I've got free training videos and templates and things like that. All of that's going to be found at LinkedInRiches.com. Once you sign up for my book or get on my list, I send you all kinds of free stuff.
Got it. All right, John. You've opened my eyes to a different way to use LinkedIn, so I really do appreciate that. This has been an eye-opener for me, and it's been full of practical tips. So I want to thank you very, very much, and I know that our audience is going to be able to use the things that you talked about. So thanks for sharing your generosity and your wisdom. I'll encourage people to find Nemo and follow his advice. So. John, have a
good
day.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for listening to the Connected Insurance Podcast. If you found this episode informative, please share it with your peers and colleagues. Explore the Connected Insurance family of resources for insurance agents and brokers by visiting agencyrevolution.com and clicking media. Subscribe and get updates delivered right to your inbox. New episodes every Wednesday.